Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
So people will not be able to live where they have, and the oceans will rise, and many cities will be flooded, like London and Calcutta and so on. These things, they say, will happen, according to scientific theories, in about 40 years at the most, but maybe even quicker.
not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Sometimes we own the zeros, and sometimes we own the ones.
Hey, there's a 10 in my suit.
Sometimes we own your shoes, and sometimes we own your souls.
It's like walking on a cloud of fresh pork.
Sometimes we own your mind, but we're always in your thoughts.
It's a pig that looks like a locomotive and tastes like flowers.
What do we own?
Souls?
Minds?
Pork?
Kind of. We're U.S. Plus. We own the idea of America.
Dropping propping up the bar. He sees life crystallize to his jaw. Says he only lives for beer, but deep in his heart is a cry of fear.
Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a soul that's tailored new. Give me a heart to hang on to. A heart to hang on to.
Get bigger every day. She evens out in a contented way. A finger on the pulse of every guy. But deep in the night, you can hear a cry.
Give me a heart to hang on to. Give me a life that's tailored new. Give me a heart to hang on to.
Heart to Hang On To, one of my very favorite tracks from Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane's album, Rough Mix. That came out in 1977. It's a great song. I love that album. Before Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane, we had George Harrison, Beware of Darkness, from All Things Must Pass, which came out in 1970. Before George Harrison, the Firesign Theater did a little calibration for us with US Plus Zeros and Ones from the 1998 album Give Me Immortality or Give Me Death. Before Firesign Theater, we had the Moody Blues doing Question from their great album A Question of Balance. And we opened up the show with Robert Fripp, Water Music from his album Exposure, which came out in 1979. Great album. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR-FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. Next up, some Randy Newman.
Gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, and he's giving us all his love. He knows how hard we're trying. He hears the babies cry. He sees the old folks die. He gives us all his love. Now if you need someone to talk to, you can always talk to him. And if you need someone to lean on, you can lean on him. He gives us all his love. He gives us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above. He's giving us all his love. He's smiling down on us from up above, he's given us all his love.
Take all your overgrown infants away somewhere and build them a home, a little place of their own.
Yeah. every morning. Are you having a nice time? Now the final solution can be applied.
Your face to face.
down all over me. I'm begging you, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down, red rain coming down.
That's Peter Gabriel, and the song we heard is Red Rain, the opening track from his 1986 album, So. Before Peter Gabriel, we heard David Bowie, the title track from his 1970 album, The Man Who Sold the World. David Bowie was preceded by Pink Floyd, the Fletcher Memorial Home from The Final Cut. That came out in 1983. We opened up the set with Randy Newman. He gives us all his love. That's from the album Sail Away, which came out in 1972. And it was one album of a string of just amazing records he did during that time in the early 70s. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, right here on WYXR FM, broadcasting from Memphis, Tennessee. On deck right now, we've got some David Byrne.
I got a right to be out of my mind. I got a right to be who I am. Love me, love my problems, the good times and the rotten. The war is in me, the war is in you, the war is in everybody now. Safest homes are out of control. They are fighting with and forks, demonstrating how democracy works. God's good and God is great, so why wear my happy face? The war is in you, the war is in me, the war is in everybody now. The wolf is loose, he's living.
Hell and beyond. We have a new type of rule now. Not one-man rule, a rule of aristocracy or plutocracy, but a small groups elevated to positions of absolute power by random pressures and subject to political and economic factors that leave little room for decision. They are representatives of abstract forces who have reached power through surrender of self. The iron-willed dictator is a thing of the past. There will be no more Stalins, no more Hitlers. The rulers of this most insecure of all worlds are rulers by accident, inept, frightened pilots with controls of a vast machine they cannot understand, calling in experts to tell them which buttons to push.
I have a book, a dangerous book that no one ought to read. It's full of sex and murder and death, omnipotence and greed. Some people want to ban my book and rip it from the shelves, though they've been known to read this book out loud among themselves. When the big bad books go boo, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights, or the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo. They've read it to their children, they've read it to their kin. They never thought that reading it could ever be thought a sin. Of course the Bible tells us we should love our neighbors well, while in real life we often tell them they can go to hell.
When the big bad books go boo, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights, all the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo.
Fine books you ban, the more your kids will scan. The messengers you shoot will be forbidden fruit, and the children will find out what the books you ban are about, and wonder why the rage over words upon a page.
When the big bad books go boo, God knows what they might do. You'll know your kids have hit the skids when they quote Huck Finn to you. When Toni Morrison writes, good people lie awake for nights, oh, the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo. Oh, the worst will happen to you when the big bad books go boo.
Another good song for the times, especially right here in Tennessee. When the big bad books go boo. Gotta be afraid of those books, you know. That's Tom Paxton, Kathy Fink, and Marcy Marxer from the album All New, which came out in 2022. Before the big bad books go boo, we had William S. Burroughs, No More Stalins, No More Hitlers from Dead City Radio. That came out on the Island Record label in 1990. William S. Burroughs was preceded by R.E.M., and the track we heard was Fireplace, which is probably one of my very, very favorite R.E.M. records. That came out in 1987. Before R.E.M., we had Crowded House, Kill Eye, from their 1988 album, Temple of Low Men. And we opened up the set with David Byrne, The Civil Wars, from his 1997 album, Feelings. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time right here on WYXR FM. We're going to switch gears a little bit and dive into some Mose Allison.
I've been doing some thinking about the nature of the universe. I found out things are getting better. It's just people that are getting worse. Well, ain't that just like living? Just like family strife. Ain't that just like living? Whatever happened to real life? I've been sitting around thinking about ultimate knowledge and such. The smartest man in the whole round world really don't know that much. Well, ain't that just like living? Blame it on your wife. Ain't that just like living? Whatever happened to real life? Doing some thinking about the future of the human race. If people don't stop killing people, it's gonna be a hopeless case. Well, ain't that just like living? Just like toil and strife. Ain't that just like living? Whatever happened to real life? Whatever happened to real life?
Poetry is in fashion again. Poems with big holes strip the wire raw. Light up the world like cocaine and martinis. Some poems, like perms, you get a whole different look. Smiles like in snapshots. All there is, after a while, all of us, all we aspire, survives us. I'm an easy poem in a low-cut dress. I reveal more or as much as you need. Later, I'm left. So many possibilities. I pose here and there means proper. I'm dog out and dawn digs in. My brain crawls. My skin falls away.
Just when plans You started all over again. 10 years in Winslow Gardens. 10 minutes.
That's One Horse Town by the Rembrandts from their second album titled Untitled, which came out in 1992. Before the Rembrandts, we heard Ben Folds doing Winslow Gardens from What Matters Most, which was co-produced by Ben Folds and Joe Passapia, a dear friend of mine who is one of the most uniquely gifted people I have ever known. Before Ben Folds, we had Tom House doing Poetry Is in Fashion Again from the album Raw Bone. And we opened up the set with Mose Allison, Just Like Livin', from The Best of Mose Allison, which came out in 1970. I'm Rick Clark, and for the last hour, you've been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, broadcasting from WYXR-FM, Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown. I've enjoyed playing music for you this last hour. Always appreciate the great feedback, and I look forward to catching you next week, same time, same place, for more Air Conditioned. Bye now.
Sweet. Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Memphis Record Pressing. Music makers and a global leader in vinyl record manufacturing, Memphis Record Pressing brings the passion of music to life for artists and listeners worldwide. Listeners can discover the sound of quality and heartbeat of Memphis pressed in every record, crafted right here in our city. More information at memphisvinyl.com.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from Arts Memphis, who has been working behind the scenes for 60 years to support and amplify arts events, programs, and experiences that together make a more vibrant and accessible Memphis arts scene.
This is Clockwork Keys with Crosstown Brewing Company. Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Crosstown Brewing Company. Our kitchen is now open and serving liquor and wine along with our craft beers. Kitchen hours are Monday and Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7. Now accepting reservations for corporate and holiday parties. More information can be found at crosstownbeer.com.
Join WYXR for a day of free live music during Raised by Sound Fest Saturday, December 7th in the Central Atrium of Crosstown Concourse, with performances by Blue Tom Review, Heartbreak Hill, Foster Falls, Cutworms, and a Hooray for the Riff Raff solo show. Catch this incredible lineup featuring artists from Memphis and beyond from 1 to 6:30 p.m. More details at raisedbysoundfest.com.
This is Kirk Whalum, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.